Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. Yesterday, Thumb Broadcasting was on site following a two-vehicle accident on North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. First responders and a tow truck were on site as well. A white Pontiac was being removed from the side of the road by tow crews. No injuries have been reported at the time of the writing of this article, and we will keep you updated as more developments are reported to us. The police chief's position remains open in Deckerville following the resignation of Fred Emile from the job in November. The village continues to accept applications. An interim chief has not been appointed. Applicants must have 5 years police experience and 3 years supervisory experience, a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, public administration, or related field is preferred but not required. Tomorrow's open house at the Sanilac County Animal Control Facility will display the 4,600-square-foot building that was completed on time. Bender Builders received final inspection approvals from the Sanilac County Department of Construction and Land Use between December 15th and the 23rd for electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and structural work. Jeremy Bender, owner of Bender Buildings of Sandusky, told county commissioners last spring that he intended to finish the project by the end of 2025. The open house is tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. at 65 Campbell Road in Sandusky.
Hi, Todd Bowers here with More Motors in Cairo. At More Motors in Cairo, we know a lot of folks drive past bigger towns and bigger dealerships every day, and that's fine because the people who stop here aren't looking for the biggest place, they're looking for the right place, the best place. Around here, a dealership isn't just where you buy a vehicle, it's where you bring your kids when they're ready for their first car. It's where you trust us with your vehicle when it needs service, and it's where you expect to be treated with respect because that's how it should be. At More Motors, customer service isn't just a slogan, it's the way we've always done things. When you shop More Motors, we take the time to listen, we explain things clearly, we don't rush you, and we don't push you. We help you find what fits your life, your family, and your budget. And when you come back for service, you'll see the same familiar faces, people who know your name, know your vehicle, and know how important it is to keep you on the road. More Motors is proud to be part of the Thumb community where we've earned trust the right way, one customer at a time. If you're looking for a dealer that treats you like a neighbor, you'll find it here at More Motors. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.
Bitter cold temperatures, slick roads, and gusty winds are creating hazardous conditions across Michigan's Thumb region this week. Meteorologists report wind chill values dipping well below zero, with some areas expected near minus 20 wind chill, making it feel far colder than the actual air temperature. Lake effect snow bands and blowing snow have left roadways icy and treacherous, especially on rural and untreated surfaces. Drivers are encountering slick spots, low visibility, and drifting snow in rapidly changing conditions during commutes. Local authorities and state officials are urging residents to take necessary precautions, including avoiding unnecessary travel while conditions are dangerous, slowing down and allowing extra time for trips due to icy and snow-covered roads, dressing warmly in layers and protecting exposed skin from frostbite and hypothermia, keeping pets indoors and checking on vulnerable neighbors during the cold snap, and preparing vehicles with winter emergency supplies if travel is necessary. Plow crews are actively treating major routes, but secondary roads may remain slippery. Travelers are reminded to monitor weather updates from the National Weather Service and local authorities as the Arctic air mass persists across the region. Speaking of cold, the amount of ice cover that has just recently started to really grow on the Great Lakes. Most of the lakes still have less ice than normal for this date. Also, looking at Lake Erie's ice charts, it's a straight line upward for ice cover. The overall Great Lakes ice amount has grown from 10% to 22.5% in the past week of cold weather. All of the Great Lakes now have quickly growing ice cover. Lake Huron has just reached its historical average amount of ice for January 20th. Lake Michigan's ice cover graph shows the trajectory and the coming cold will take it on an above normal amount of ice in the next week. Lake Ontario usually has the least amount of ice, and that's the case right now with only 6% ice cover. So far this winter, Lake Superior doesn't have a whole lot of ice. That will change over the next week. We are just seeing the ice rapidly expanding on the Great Lakes. The Arctic air for the next week to 10 days will cause a big growth in ice. Lake Erie may even be frozen over by the end of the week. And the Michigan Craft Beverage Council, the MCBC, announced that it has awarded $439,460 of research and education grants to further strengthen Michigan's world-renowned craft beer, wine, spirits, and hard cider industries. Michigan's craft beverage industry is one of the most dynamic and diverse in the nation, and we plan to keep it that way, said Tom Boring, director of the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development and chair of the MCBC. These grants will help boost production of Michigan-grown craft beverage inputs, promote sustainable agriculture, encourage innovation, and propel growth in the craft beverage industry. Since 2019, the MCBC has awarded nearly $3 million in research and education grants to help strengthen Michigan's craft beverage industry. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.